Hey guys, Pastor Jürgen here. I'm so glad you're tuning into one of our powerful messages that is guaranteed to absolutely elevate your life to another level. At Awaken, we only want to preach fresh, real, powerful to help you grow stronger in your walk with God, develop your faith so you can take more territory. I'm praying that God blesses you and enriches your soul as you listen to this amazing word from God. God bless you.
I'm excited for tonight, right? I like these flowers. You guys look amazing. Who wishes that they were back in high school already? Anyone is going to be willing to raise their hand? One person. That's good. It was so fun. I was looking through all the high school, you know, the yearbooks and who I was. And it's really crazy how much life can change, you know, when you're looking back and you're like, oh, I'm proud of myself for growing this much in here. But then it's surprising how sometimes high school can follow us. But that's why we're here tonight, right? To see some shift, to shake off some of the high schoolness that we're not meant to carry. Here's my outfit. This is my true Letterman jacket. Yes, I was all about being a Christian. So let's see, I have like a campus crusade thing. I don't even know, but I was into tennis. So I did like tennis, Jesus. I was like and then my hair. So this hairdo was a very sought after hairdo, believe it or not. It's called the messy neat look, okay? So it's supposed to like, you're supposed to take a long time to make it look like messy and neat at the same time. So when I was trying to do this messy neat look today, I was like, you know, putting bobby pins in. It's very complicated. I was very good at it back in the day. Anyway, so this is the messy neat look. It was unfortunate for me though, because I kept the messy neat look going in college, and all of a sudden I got attacked by birds. I was just walking, and I think it's just, it looks like a nest. And so it came in and it's just like, boom, it got me. I'm like, what's on my head? And then I turn around and then again, it's like got my head again. And I'm just trying to walk to my car, and then there's all these like college students walking towards me and like, a bird got you. I'm like, I know. Flock of seagull hairdo is what it should be called. Oh my goodness. Anyway, we have a fun night tonight, and I'm excited about the after party, if I can be honest. The after party is where it's at. It's all about connection, that tonight God wants you to be seen, to be known, to be loved. And so make sure, do not run away, because we all want to give you big hugs and maybe some kisses. I don't know. But we want to embrace you, because I'm so happy that you're here. Thank you for taking time, right, out of your week to come. But something kind of crazy happened. So all the campus pastors were asked to write a letter to their high school self. And I'm 37, and what's interesting is that 10 years ago, I was asked to write a letter to my high school self for a cherished night. And it's a crazy thing, and so I thought it was unique because it's 10 years later, here I am getting asked to write a message to my high school self on a cherished night. So how interesting is that? How crazy is God? So I decided to pull out the letter that I wrote to and shared in front of all the cherished women. I was very intimidated. I was only a part of the church for a few years, and I went up there, I did it. And so I want to read this to you. And it's not, okay, so the first one might be a long letter. I'm gonna be very active. I'll make sure you're not bored and falling asleep, okay? You're gonna love it. It's gonna be, you're gonna be grateful. But, so I'm gonna get through the first letter, and then here's what I'm gonna do. And I didn't do any edits out of this first letter. I wanted to do edits because I'm like, oh my gosh, why did I say this? But I did part number two letter. Again, you're not gonna get bored, I promise, but I have some, you know, words of advice as I aged another 10 years, and then here's what I wanna tell my high school self. Who wishes that we can get a letter from the future you in high school? Oh my gosh, that would be so helpful. And so anyway, something cool. You can do this when you get home. You can write yourself a letter, and there's actually a lot of healing that happens when you do this. And then it'll actually help with the trajectory of your future too, because you're like, man, if I'm writing this down, What is my 10 year from now, what am I gonna write? So, are you guys ready? Let's get into this. And we're gonna have some good ministry time at the end. Okay, so here we go. I'm gonna separate these two, make sure. All right, this is from 10 years ago, from a cherished night. Here's what I said. Dear Loren, first want to tell you how proud I am of you. Being almost 30 years old, I can see how God has connected the dots with every big decision you've made since you decided to rededicate your life to him the summer of 99, party like it's 1999. Let's see, the guy that you had a crush on when you went to summer camp in 99, he ended up being your husband. Yeah. Should I have told you? Well, you figured it out after comparing him to all the boys you dated and realized there's none to compare to a God-fearing, spirit-filled man, leader, and example. Give it up for my husband. That's right. I did actually dump him on his birthday, though, when I was a freshman in high school. So that did happen. Anyway, that's not a part of the letter. Since you made that decision in 99 to follow God and make him the center of your universe, you have no idea what destiny God gifted you. Continue to dream big about what God could do in your generation. Remember that vision that you had about being in a field of a stadium surrounded with people worshiping Jesus? That wasn't just a vision. That's a reality you'll see soon. God is just preparing you to carry that movement. So, big things ahead. Don't lose your hope. Now, a couple things I need to address to you that will help your insecurity, your shyness, and need to be cool and make everything cool. What? Did I just see? I'm so funny. What? Did I just hear you say you're trying to be cool for Jesus and your goal in life is to make Christianity awesome? See, I wanted to edit this, but here you go, an edited version. Well, that's insecurity. Reality is you're trying to make Christianity attractive so you feel attractive. Like literally, I wore my WWJD bracelets. I brought my Bible to science class. I read the book of James while my science teacher was having his talk. It was a whole thing. So yes, we were trying to make Christianity cool, but we were cool, okay? We were cool people. Okay, so anyway, I'm trying to make Christianity attractive so that I feel attractive. You're trying to validate your identity through what other people think, but really, it's not about making others believe you're awesome. It's about laying down your life for an awesome God. Your purpose isn't found in your greatness, but drawing out greatness in others. You have to learn to be secure in your own actions and thoughts. It's called taking responsibility. Don't use your excuse that you're the baby of the family or everyone loves you because you don't force your opinion on them. You're a lot more than that. You actually have wisdom God has given you. Your heart speaks more than you know. Okay, to address that anxiety that you get all the time. Yes, I was a very anxious person. In order to overcome that, I found the cure. Yay, future self, I found the cure. No, seriously, trust me. All you have to do is think how you can love other people when you walk into a room and poof, anxiety is gone. That was great wisdom. Well done, Loren. You will have the greatest freedom and people will like you more because you're curing their anxiety too. If you love others, you'll stop gossiping about other girls. You'll stop slandering them just because, you know, you thought they were slandering you. If they slander you, they're doing it in order to put up walls around themselves and protect themselves. Yes, girls can be cruel, but if you see past that cruelness, you'll see hurt and pain instead of Miss Cruel, Miss Popular. Talking about popularity, I see you trying to climb the popular ladder by which popular person you know in order to get to the top. Side note, that's what I did. I would actually try to find my boyfriends. My boyfriends would try to get me to the top. That's how I would climb my ladder. So that's who I was talking about. Okay, let's see. Talking about popularity, yes. Okay, so instead of trying to be friends with which popular people you know in order to get to the top, instead of trying to be friends with a somebody, why not become the person people want to be friends with and then introduce them to Jesus, I believe is what I said. Yes, exactly. If you walk with dignity, look out for those no one wants to care about. Stop thinking about yourself and be nice. Smile at others, use your smile, and you will go to your 10-year, this is a true statement, you will go to your 10-year high school reunion, respected and amazed by how many people talk about how you changed their life and led them to the Lord without you bringing anything up. That actually happened. I sat there and there, I was amazed. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Maybe my Bible did help people. I don't know. Amen. By making your purpose centered around God and having fun wherever you go, it sets you apart. You are unique because God placed a huge destiny inside you. Don't be anxious about feeling different. Be proud. When you're in college, be a hard worker, striving for excellence in building intentional relationships. You'll be surprised how honor and a thank you note, extremely true, will catapult you into great things that lead you to your destiny. Never lose honor. See how smart I was? I'm like, oh my gosh, I was pretty smart. Never lose honor. Honor and faithfulness go hand in hand with wealth and righteousness. Finish what you start. Be the best worker you can be. Follow the rules. Gain favor with your supervisors, and the whole world will be laid out as a platter for you. Why? Because it's very rare for people to live these simple acts. The greatest downfall to your generation is entitlement. People think they can sacrifice a little to gain a lot, but what you gain should be given to you by others. It's not yours for the taking. You don't promote yourself. Others will promote you. Keep serving with grace, love, and honor, and God will promote you to things you thought could only be dreams. Don't give up. Also, remember the only way to get wisdom is to ask for it, and sometimes that'll hurt. The most I have grown is when I've allowed someone to speak into me and offend me. Trust your leaders. Take in that pain, knowing the Holy Spirit is the gardener of your heart, and you don't want weeds or thorns in the garden. I'm learning that too by gardening. It's a bad thing. Finally, love and honor your parents and family, always praying for them that God has more for them and their destiny hasn't ended, but they'll see even greater things and be a part of the greatness God has called them to. Be praying and honoring those who have gone before you. You're actually increasing your inheritance and furthering your legacy by doing that. P.S. Loren, if you're reading this 20 years from now, you'll be nearly 50 years old, living like you're 30, because you're young at heart with greater wisdom, a faith, hope, and love. That's right. You better not lose your faith and hope. You better be believing for marvelous things to come, even when you're 100. You better be in front of the church with others, filled with life, worshiping Jesus unashamed. I was talking about the altar when we come up during the front, and I was telling myself, you're not allowed to be in the back. You always have to be in the front. You better see yourself as a leader to your generation still, even when you're old. Be faithful to the end, to the generation God has given you. You better lead by example, shift the atmosphere, and be filled with joy wherever you go. Your goal should be that the same people you're worshiping with up front now will still be there in the next 20 plus years with hundreds of others that have been impacted by your discipleship. Never think the front is just for youth or for young adults. Never think the church is good with volunteers because you think youth and young adults have it covered. I wasn't paid to say that. That was good. But I'll say it again. Never, no. Always challenge yourself to grow in wisdom, knowledge, and favor with God and people because you're still alive to change the world. Don't let a wrinkle dictate your passion and vitality for what God has for you. That's a good one. Someone should Instagram that. Cheers. I hope you're still staying classy with good friends, high heels, practicing the art of hospitality, and designing great things. Be someone I can look up to, and maybe when you're 50, you'll write another letter to the former Loren that I can read and learn from. XOXO Loren. So there we go. Come on. Give it to my 28-year-old self. I was very excited. So here's the caveat. So this is part two. So after I was reading that, I was like, oh, this Loren of 28 sounds pretty good. It's like she knows her stuff and all these things, but I added some more. So here's the part B of this whole thing. Okay, are you guys ready? You're not bored? Am I entertaining enough? All right, good. You can put your pom-poms out if something's like a good word, you know? Okay, so this was written today for you all, fresh off the press. Hey, Loren, it's me again. And I thought I'd pop in to clarify some things because I'm 10 years older than the last time I wrote. Funny thing, when I last wrote you, I wrote the letter to share at a Cherish night. And here again, 10 years later, standing in front of Cherish women once again. Yes. Funny how God works, right? Okay, so I said I want to clarify, which sounds like a harsh word, but I'll explain. When I read that letter from my 28-year-old self, I thought, well, that's a great letter filled with wisdom and vitality. I was really surprised by the leadership inspiration I wrote at a young age. Don't discount what that 28-year-old Loren said, but these next 10 years were the testing, the purifying years, and it's amazing what clarity I have now that was received through the fire. 28 Loren had a lot of great things to say, but after being tested, there's a difference to knowing what to say versus actually understanding what you say. A plumber came to our house. Oh, I thank you for the pom-pom chair. Yes. a plumber came to our house today. This is a true story. A plumber came to our house today and installed a filter to purify our drinking water. I thought our water tasted great before. I really did. I was like going on this gallon drinking hiatus. But I tasted it after and it was purified. And wow, it's so much better and healthier for us. There will be disappointments. There'll be letdowns, pain, scares, failures, successes, highs and lows that life brings you. And the faith filter you install to process your trials will give you an understanding and unwavering conviction to what you say. Knowing what you say is great, but actually understanding what you say is greater. There will be a weight behind your purified words. So what's there to clarify? Don't fall into pieces when disappointments come. In fact, those times of pain, rejection, misunderstanding, failure may be the time nearing your greatest promotion. So remember that. This is Romans 5, 3 through 5. It says this, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confidence of hope of salvation, and this hope will not lead us to disappointment. Amen. We know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. All right. Our faith or belief is our filter to process our life's ups and downs. We process things through God. It purifies you. In the Bible, it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. When we see God, we see him looking back at us with love. This matures us. When I talked about the importance of honor, with a purified heart, I can honor my parents, I can honor my leaders, my authorities authentically, even when I feel rejected, because I look past the feelings, my own feelings, and see them how God sees them. I can listen to correction and not be let it be so heavy-handed like I always would have it feel, but a gracious course correction. Having God's understanding is a huge gift. It's good that you learn the right things to say, that even better when trials give you understanding and unwavering convictions of God's truths. Maybe I can put it this way. It's good to copy words from godly people you look up to, but it's even better when those words are from your heart, not a copy. Trials are the only thing that will purify your heart if you have the right belief filter. Okay, enough to say about that. I just thought 28-year-old Loren's words seemed a bit flashy and didn't have the weight that words carry of after being purified. Words of advice that are tested bring healing to others. So submit yourself to the process God is taking you through so you can truly transform your generation like you said you would. All right, it's getting to the end, so bear with me. Final thing to clarify. I had a problem when reading about the advice to follow rules. I had a problem when you said that, Loren. I thought I was being smart. I know you were being smart when writing that. But after getting to know myself more, I realized that following rules, saying the right thing, being focused on pleasing others was an easy cop-out of letting myself be seen. I was scared to be seen, scared to to share any thoughts different to others because I feared being rejected. It's much safer and life is so much easier being hidden, right, ladies? Lauren, I want to challenge you to stop being an expert on how to blend in. Stop erasing yourself and getting comfortable being seen and using your voice. Amen. Some people recover from drugs and alcohol. You, Lauren, are a recovering mute. Have you guys ever seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail? He turned me into a newt. I got better, but I'm going to say he turned me into a mute. I got better. Rewrite your future and don't let your muteness go so long. Okay, final paragraph. Don't hide yourself behind perfectionism or performance. Let yourself be seen so you can be fully loved. Let people see you and love you and your weaknesses, the whole shebang. You'll be surprised by how nice people are. So sure, you can follow rules. I'm not trying to make you rebellious. I'm just trying to make you seen because God wants you seen. Let your light shine. Cherish the wisdom God gives us. It's even more beautiful than physical beauty. XOXO, Lauren. Come on, yes, amen. If only my high school Lauren self could hear all those words, it would be really good. We can have the band come up because we're going to be closing soon. But what I really felt with all of that, especially for tonight, is the biggest thing with high school, it really is, it's the peer pressure, it's trying to fit in here and there. But for me, it was trying to be the most unseen person. And I feel like I was talking to some people, and that's kind of been a theme of high school. And even if you're, you know, wearing the awesome cheerleader clothes, you're fitting in over there. Or, you know, for me, I was really good at being a chameleon. And so my two best friends, they were the high school, the valedictorian and the salutatorian. Very smart. And so for me, I'd be like, oh yeah, those are my friends. I'm smart too, right? You know? So I walked down with the valedictorian, but I was really good at putting, just being unseen, letting other people in my world be the voice before mine. I did junior miss. I got the very bottom of the barrel because I didn't know how to be me. For the talent show, when you have talent in junior miss, you do something really fun and usually relevant and relatable. And for me, I did like this whole piano music of Beethoven that I'm sure connected to every heart of the high school student. But my grandmother was my teacher. And so all I knew growing up was classical music. So I'm like, well, I'm gonna do what my grandmother loves. You know, she loves Beethoven or Mozart, whatever it was. And so I did the whole thing. And so I was really good about being a chameleon and blending in. I knew how to do the Christian thing, but also all the kids who were, you know, doing the popularity thing and, you know, the jocks and all that. I would play sports. I'd be friends with all the cheerleaders. So I would just know how to be the chameleon wherever I went. So like I said in my letter, I got to be an expert in that. And so that's what continued on after high school, is that I would be an expert at being hidden. And I really liked it. It was a comfort thing. And actually, when I was a kid, I used to hide in a cupboard randomly all the time. I like seclusion or something. But I would keep people out. So I would never be the one to raise my voice or say this or that. In meetings, I would be the one that, you know, my words, I'm not going to say anything at all. And just because I learned that that's how people continue to like you, if you kind of shut your mouth and you smile and you're kind, you can get, you know, you can do a lot of great things in life just by that. But there was still the part of me that God is saying, no, I didn't create you to be a mute. I didn't create you to have yourself hidden or your voice hidden. And so I had to start getting uncomfortable with stepping forward and having my voice heard and seen. And I feel like that's the biggest problem that we can carry with ourselves from our high school selves to now, is are we willing to step out and be seen? And are we willing to let your voice be carried out and let yourself be loved. If you're seen by people around you and they see the good things and the bad things, amen. Like I said in my letter, people are actually very kind and gracious that they'll love you through all of that. But if you let yourself to reveal your true colors, which I believe that's what God wants in all of us tonight, is to be able to reveal our true colors, you'll be able to receive love. So being seen, being known, and being loved. Seen, known, and loved. How often do we go about our day in the grocery store, or we go about our day and we like being in the back seat? I'm actually a good, very good backseat driver too. But God is calling us to shake things off, shake off intimidation, shake off insecurity, shake off rejection. The biggest reason why we want to hide ourselves is because we have the fear of being rejected. But I'm telling you, you guys came to the right place. Ladies of Salt Lake City, you are the wisest, most beautiful ladies of Salt Lake City because you came here tonight so you can find women in your world who will support you and love you and pray for you and journey life with you. And that's the greatest gift that we can have. And so I want us to all stand up, and worship team, you can come up too. So being seen, being known, and being loved. Why don't you lift your hands up, and I'm gonna pray for all of that, for all of us with those three things. We're gonna break some things off so that when we go into the after party, we can be our true, colorful self and not be hidden in the background like we're really good at doing. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, lift your hands. God, I thank you, Lord, for your presence here tonight. God, I thank you for every woman that came here. God, that you have a plan, you have a purpose, that you are calling them out right now in Jesus' name. God, I hear you say that it's not time for you to be back anymore or hidden. That hidden game is over, but it's time for them to move forward into who you actually created them to be. That being a chameleon is over. That time of trying to fit in, that we tried to do that in high school to find ourselves, but we can't even find ourselves when we're a chameleon, God. But Lord, I thank you that you're giving us freedom and you're giving us just a safety net of amazing women who are here with us, where our true colors can shine, where we get to experience friendships, that when we're seen, we're known, that we're known with healthy, godly women relationships. God, with people who have a hard time, or maybe it's been hard over this last season, there's been things that have happened that has caused broken relationships, and you can't find your tribe, and it's been really hard. You want to try to connect and try to, be known by some other people besides maybe just your spouse or besides whoever it could be, but that this is this new season of healthy, deep friendships. God, that we're going to find our Jonathan tonight, or what's the girl version of Jonathan? Jonathana tonight. And we're going to find our tribe. God, I thank you, Lord, that you see us, that you know us, but other people are going to know us. And God, that we are loved. That after we give ourselves to allow ourselves to have freedom tonight, to be seen and to be known, God, that we'll be able to experience true love. And God, that starts with you tonight, God. I pray that your presence right now is strong in the room, God. Lord, that you pour out your love on every single woman here tonight. God, I thank you for the wisdom of tonight. And God, it all starts with a relationship with you. God, that we are seen by you, we're known by you, and we are loved by you. And God, in that love, that's where confidence comes. God, that's where healing comes. So So I pray tonight there's going to be a great breakthrough, God, that we raise the expectations, God, of not fearing the future, but as we come out of this room, that we let go of fear, we let go of rejection, we let go of intimidation, we let go of what people could be thinking of us. God, we let go because we have the comfort of having you in us, God, and being surrounded by amazing women who are ready for a relationship and a friendship with us, God. I thank you, Lord, for a healthy church and the kindness of these women, God. Lord, that you're truly transforming us, our lives, our families, and Salt Lake City and beyond, God. I thank you for tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, what an amazing word. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Hey, listen, for more information about our church, go to www.awakenchurch.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already and download our app. It is amazing. It is chock full of incredible messages, information about upcoming events, and you can even support our ministry if you feel so inclined. We loved having you with us today. We look forward to seeing you again. God bless you. Live a life that is transformative. Bye for now.